You earlier this month, along with a colleague, sent a letter to a congressional office looking for information on sexual harassment claims. Can you talk about what you heard back after you sent that letter?
Sure. What we did, the House Ethics Committee sent a letter to the office called the Office of Compliance. Once the sexual harassment allegations became so prevalent, not only on the Hill, but in the country, we learned that there have been a number of matters that have been settled through mediation and through settlement funds. And we have realized that we, the House Ethics Committee, have been left out of that process. So we asked the OOC, Office of Compliance, if they would share with us any and all claims of any workforce discrimination. What we've learned through this process is that the statute, the Congressional Accountability Act, there are provisions in the statute that require them to keep them strictly confidential. And so they indicated that while they would like to share them with us, the statute does not permit them to share them with us. What we have learned through all of this is our process in law and our processes in the House are broken. We are the disciplining body of the House. We are the ones that require House members as well as employees to abide by the code of official conduct. We're the ones that do those investigations, but we've learned that the process is very broken. And so there is a group, a lot of people in a bipartisan way, looking at all the processes in the House. How can we fix them as quickly as possible?
I'm not familiar with the history of the Ethics Committee and how this whole process has worked, but I think a lot of people listening to this will think it's a little hard to believe that this is the first time this has come up, that you're all sort of just finding out now that this policy exists and that you can't get this information. Do you know if this has come up in the past? Is there a reason why this is just now being discovered?
Well, I think I've been on the Ethics Committee for 5 years, and I have to say the issues that OOC has resolved, they, and I asked them this during a hearing that I participated in, I asked if they inform complainants that they can come to the Ethics Committee and file complaints with us as well. They indicated that they do tell people that, but that it's often left up to the employee to decide. That is a process that has been used in the House, and we are really questioning at this time. And I will tell you, I did not know that prior to all of this coming to light. So it's not been something we've tackled and dug into and knew about and covered up.
There's also the acknowledgement right now that there's a culture in a lot of different industries and businesses that allows for this to happen. Do you think that that culture exists anywhere in D.C. and certain pockets that has been unchallenged?
Absolutely. I do believe that. I believe that, you know, we are learning and hearing about and are encouraging people to come forward to us if they have been subject of sexual harassment in any way, shape, or form, because there is a lot of power issues in Capitol Hill, whether it is a member, whether you're chair of a committee, whether you are a boss. But I think that we're seeing a cultural shift in the last few months, and it's giving victims and complainants a voice. Unfortunately, this is the type of behavior perpetrated by a very, very small number, but often taints the entire group. And that's why we've got to know about it in the House Ethics Committee. We've got to investigate it, and we got to hold our members accountable.